Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day today, and hope you guys are staying strong and healthy. And we got a little friend in here today. He's floating around. There you go. Went somewhere. And if you guys need anything, you know, get a hold of us, healthmasters.com. We're here to help you out the best we possibly can. And be sure to follow us on team_healthmasters at the Instagram. That's some platform that we've been working on, getting a lot of feedback and a lot of questions. And please be sure to give us a review on the products that we put on there on sale and different sales and specials that we put up there. Give us reviews. Gives everybody else and other customers and other listeners the ability to actually see how these products affect people. I know the GHI Cleanse is a huge product. We have a lot of positive feedback from it. We use it on a regular basis. And it's on sale right now for product of the week for over 12% off. So check it out at healthmasters.com. And also, too, this is something that I figured I would do for you guys. We haven't done anything really on this show as far as any special, so to speak. We've had the Instagram stuff. I've had some people emailing me, asking me about what we're doing for this weekend as far as the website. And I don't normally do much of anything on Easter because I don't like to – that's just not really a sale weekend for me. However, I have been curious, and I'll be honest with you guys, I have been curious – how many listeners we have on the show. And so today I'm going to run a coupon code just for this show. I'm not sending out on the email. I'm not putting it on the website. This is literally just a coupon code for you to kind of see and judge how many people are listening to the show that are buying supps, that are supporting Health Masters, that are staying healthy, that are getting stronger. And so I put together a coupon code last night. It's Good Friday. Super simple, no spaces, don't have to capitalize anything, Good Friday. And it's going to be good throughout the entire weekend on all regular price products, no three packs or anything. But if there's any regular products that you want to stock up on, be sure to check it out at Health Masters and go and use that coupon code Good Friday. So again, check that out. It's going to be on the show only. Like I said, I'm not doing anything on it with the website. I'm not on any other shows today. I'm not putting it out there. But I just want to kind of base and see our listeners and our customers and our viewers on what they want to do with that. So be sure to use them on Good Friday this weekend as far as the coupon code GOODFRIDAY at healthmasters.com. And one of the first articles I found, and I'm gonna bring this up, and then I'm going to hand it over to Dad to get his opinion on it as well, because I find it very interesting. I feel like the study really didn't go far enough and actually looking to see what the root cause of this is. And there's a research study that just came out, and it goes into detail saying how childhood eczema may also be linking to other brain development problems. Now, what's interesting about this study is they said they linked the skin condition eczema to higher risk of developmental problems and ADHD. Now, the thing about this is, it's interesting, is that they talk about here is that they said childhood eczema can manifest various symptoms, dry, scaly, rough skin, itchy, redness, cracks, so forth. The new study published in JAMA Dermatology, researchers directly diagnosed patients with AD, learning disabilities, developing delays, and then they looked as far as having issues with eczema. And so they found that most children that were having issues with eczema also had learning delays and attention deficit disorder and other health problems. The reason why I'm bringing this article up is I feel like it's not going deep enough into what possibly is the root cause. And as we all know, if the research has shown, in actual natural research, a lot of times eczema is a deficiency in omega-3 fats. Isn't that correct?
Yes, omega-3 fats, borage oil, silica cell salts, and bioplasma cell salts, almost invariably every single time you start taking those particular supplements, you clear up eczema and psoriasis. Now, here's why I know that, okay? I've read the articles on it, but I developed it about 15 years ago. And I had these hard, scaly things on my scalp. Now, you know me, I'm not into that kind of, that's kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
I can't, because I'm thinking myself, what the heck's wrong with this? Why am I getting this? I actually went to a dermatologist, Dr. Reschle.
Yeah.
And he said to me, he says, I can't get rid of that. I'm like, can't get rid of that. He goes, no, I can't get rid of it. And I said, he says, it'll start to clear it right before you die. No, I'm not joking.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that.
I really like Dr. Rush. He's an Iowa farm boy. He's a great guy. He's retired now. I had a stroke, bless his heart. But you know, I thought to myself, well, I don't buy that. So what I did is I went back into my naturopathic journals, and I went back into my classes that I'd taken for the naturopathic degree, and I found a really good thing that had been written by Bernard Jensen, and it's called The Chemistry of Man. I guess I'm having like a little memory test.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing
pretty good right now. And it said silica and bioplasma cell salts were the two most important things for skin function, and also the borage oil, and also omega-3 oils like the cod liver, like a fish oil.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, man, it can't be that simple. This guy just told me that I can't get rid of it until I'm about to die.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is ludicrous. I don't want to die to get rid of this. And so I started taking these supplements. You know, we carry them at Health Masters.
Yeah.
And Austin, within about 2 weeks, all this stuff started clearing up. Now, then I backed off it a little bit, and they started coming back. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. So I started taking them again, and they went away again. And so I continue to take these types of supplements on an ongoing basis. I've never had any more problems with eczema or psoriasis. And you think, well, are you making a claim for a cure? No, I'm not. Don't put me on that. I'm just saying that's what I did, and it worked. And so the oils are so very, very important. I used to also have real flaky stuff right here on my eyelids. And because I was always on a low-fat diet because of the bodybuilding. You know, I was trying to avoid the oil. Finally, I began to realize that your body needs oil.
Yeah.
And healthy oil, not omega-6 stuff, omega-3s. Right. And so when I started doing all that stuff cleared up simultaneously. And what was interesting about that is that, you know, the people that I've told about that, it's done the same thing for them. So, yes, I believe that you can have neurological development if psoriasis and eczema are present in a child simply because of the deficiencies that are being created.
That's what I was kind of looking into. I was curious about that.
So that's why the omega-3 fish oils for children, the chewable ones.
And the strawberry liquid.
All of that stuff. Yeah, you know, and that's why, and I tell ladies this all the time, especially when they're pregnant. This is super, super important. The last trimester, you got to really bump up the omega-3 fats in your diet. It really helps to stop postpartum depression. Because when the baby is being developed inside of your body, and the brain carries a lot of omega-3 oils, a lot of omega-3 fats, and the body, the female body will actually cannibalize its own omega-3 stores in order to develop the brain in the child. That's how important it is. And now studies have shown that when you don't have enough omega-3 while you're pregnant in your third trimester, that you drop the IQ score of the child that is being born to you. And this is why so many of these children, get real here for a second. This is why so many of these children that are being born today are being born with deficiency diseases, including cancer. Well, you can't say cancer is a deficiency disease. Okay, stop it. I'm just telling you they're being born with cancer. You pick your own reason, whatever you want to do. But when you don't have enough antioxidants in your body, when you don't have enough nutrients in your body, the body can't produce itself and replace cells very, very well. So you're born with a very subpar body, if there was a baby. And that child has all kinds of health problems, including cancer. So pick your own reason for why that happens. But this is why I say to people, if you're going to get pregnant, if you decide that you and your husband want to get pregnant, start a year in advance before you decide to have the pregnancy and start taking heavy amounts of supplements, including omega-3s. Now, be careful with the omega-3s because they can thin the blood and cause nosebleeds. Just to say that too. So if you start having nosebleeds, be very careful with it. Just like people say, well, I'm going to take aspirin to thin my blood. Well, aspirin is a very good blood thinner, but I don't recommend it at all for a blood thinner, especially when you take it every single day. Aspirin can actually cause wet macular degeneration in the eyes because it's such a good blood thinner. It starts to bleed behind the back of the retina. Then you have macular degeneration could be caused by excessive aspirin. So that's why I say if you're going to take blood thinners, use the omega-3 blood thinners. Use vitamin E as a blood thinner. For heaven's sakes, drink more water. Drink more distilled water. Drink more reverse osmosis water. I prefer distilled. Do all of that stuff to keep your blood thin. You know, people, for some reason, people think that humans are camels and that we don't need much water. We need a lot of water every single day, half your body weight in fluid ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you need 100 ounces of water every day of distilled or reverse osmosis water. Now, the reason I say reverse osmosis, a lot of folks don't have the money to buy a distiller. They're a few hundred dollars. They're very convenient to me. I have one. But the reverse osmosis one, if it's a good system and a good filter, it works about as well. But the reality is that water is essential because the blood is primarily water. And so if you get the blood too thick, it becomes, you start to dehydrate, the blood thickens and gets thicker and thicker and thicker, and it can't pump easily through the body. So always make sure you drink plenty of water. Now, I recommend that 100 ounces if you're 200 pounds throughout the day, not before you go to bed at night, because you're going to be up all night urinating. Just to let you know that. It may be a prostate issue, but probably not. It's probably just, something wrong with your, in fact, you're drinking, six glasses of water before you go to bed,
That can do it.
Yeah, that can get you to use the bathroom all night too. So just be really careful with that and just drink that water throughout the day. And also that water helps to maintain homeostasis in the body, equilibrium. So it's very, very important you drink water, take the fish oils, especially if you're pregnant, and especially, remember, that last trimester, that baby's brain is developing, and if you take that baby out of, in vitro out of in utero, what ends up happening is you can massively decrease the IQ scores. In addition to that, if you don't have the amount of omega-3 you need, you'll decrease IQ scores, which can then lead to eczema and all these other things in these kids. But I see that all the time. And then a lot of times what happens is with these kids, they're put on formula, and the formula doesn't have all the nutrients that it needs, you know, for the body, so it appears, and they start having all kinds of skin problems too.
Formula. I mean, I never recommend it.
If it's corn syrup,
if it's something that is being used for whatever reason, it's being done.
Soy based.
You've got to make sure you're adding some omega-3 cod liver oil to that if you're using.
We always recommend, if you look at the form, we have a formula recipe. You also add vitamin E.
E, correct.
That's so important.
Yeah, the best is use the goat's milk formula that we put together on the website. But if you're stuck in some emergency position and you're having to use formula for some reason, make sure you're adding some vitamin E, and also the omega-3 fats. Because if you look at it, the omega-3s are like non-existent in formula, which is crazy because children at that time, infants, they need omega-3s essentially. I mean, they need it a lot. And that's one of the reasons why it's so important for mood for women as well after pregnancy.
That's right. And also, what they found it years ago, I remember they had these polar bears. I mean, you and I saw them when you were up in the Denver Zoo. They had these two orphan polar bears, and mama died. I've had enough of this bug.
I got him. Welcome to Florida. It's like a mosquito with gnats everywhere all the time.
Did you notice the cat-like reflexes? I got the bug. And what happened is, not that I like cats, but cats are okay outside. Before you send me letters.
One thing about cats that's always been intriguing to me is how you can see them like jump or fall off a roof or a tree, and they can spin like six times. They always land on their feet.
Now, we didn't put that cat on the roof.
I didn't put a cat on the roof.
Okay, I've got to read something here. Back in the, we got to get away from the cats. So I get these letters about cats. And if you have an outside cat, good job. They're good.
They do kill rats.
They kill rats.
Really good.
Back in the 90s, I was doing these big seminars with 20, 30, 40,000 people in attendance. Another one,
bro. It's like number four.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I saw the door was open into the studio last night at 11 o'clock at night, and I thought, what the heck's going on with the door open? So
there you go.
So we've been invaded.
I bet you if we look hard enough, we're going to find a gator in here, too.
If we find a gator, we're going to
I got the Glock.
So. You got the Glock?
I got Hydroshocks, though. They're going to make a mess.
Going to bounce off of
it. I'm going to get skull.
Back in the 90s, I had a guy that I met, and he's a gentleman. His name was Paul Harvey. And Paul basically was one of the nicest people I've ever known. He had a huge Canadian broadcast, and he passed away since then. But I got to meet him, got to talk to him. He was a very, very high-profile figure at the seminars. And he did a show back in the 60s. And I'm going to read it to you. And it was called Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil Transcript. And in honor of him, I'm just going to read it, and then I'll pair it, then I'll comment on it after I read it, but I'm not going to inject stuff into it because it doesn't need much injection. It doesn't need any, actually. And it was, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and 4/5 of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. In the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction, and I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families with that war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, so each in turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but to neglect discipline and emotions. Just let those run wild until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have the prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, and then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress, and in his own churches. I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I'd killed the incentive of the ambitious. What do you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes of hard work and patriotism and moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus, I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep doing right now what he's doing. Paul Harvey, good day. This is written like 60 years ago, guys. I mean, this is some pretty intense stuff. And I look at it, and I think, you know, he's exactly right. What have we done? To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would tell you that Darwinian evolution is the way it could go. We created God instead of God creating us. He would talk about literally all the pornography and all the stuff. And they'd have families and churches at war with themselves. They'd be doing psychology instead of Christianity. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing and judges promoting pornography. Look at all the people who were Jeff Epstein, who were at his island, who have gone completely scot-free, and we can't even get the information on who they were. Now what's interesting is a new data point has come out and has shown the data application of people being basically going to Jeffrey Epstein's island, and they actually were tracking these people via apps on their phones. This tells you what Big Brother could do when they want to. And now they have over 11,000 data points of people from all over the United States tracking their phones. They know who all of them are as far as their phones, who have gone to St. James's Island out there in the Bahamas. And the sad part about this is, what's going to happen to the people that have gone out there? I could tell you right now, absolutely nothing. It says Jeffrey yep. Epstein's island visitors are exposed by data broker. Wired investigation uncovered coordinates collected by controversial data broker that reveal sensitive information about the visitors to an island once owned by Epstein, the notorious sex offender. They know who the people are who are out there. They know every one of them with this type of information. But what are they doing? Nothing. Because the majority of the people out there were high-profile figures, judges, high-level attorneys, congressmen, senators, heads of state, Bill Clinton. Let's not forget Bill Clinton with his multiple trips on Jeff Epstein's plane. And you see all of this and you realize, who are these people? Why are they doing this? Well, Jeffrey Epstein was Mossad. Ghislaine Maxwell was Mossad. Her father was Mossad. This is all part of Secret Service, so to speak, of other countries coming in to manipulate our elections and our policies and our government. Just take a look at for what it is. Just thought I'd say that to you this morning. Austin, what's your next story?
Dude, you're spot on with that. It's ironic that the FBI can literally go data log and pinpoint every single person that was at January 6th, where they were and after, and each point in time they need to look them up. They can find them out and, you know, South Dakota out in the middle of a cornfield to go arrest them with their 30 FBI agents because they walked on the Capitol grounds, you know, 6 months before that. But yet they can't figure out anybody that was over at Epstein's Island.
By the way, I sent Jeff Rentz another thank you note today because he's the one, he's a good friend, and he's the one who kept us off that ticket, that docket from January the 6th because, you know, he said, Ted, don't go up there. So, you know, thanks again to Jeff Rentz for that because I tell you what, guys, you know, that turned into a giant boondoggle for everybody.
Well, dude, it was a total FBI CIA setup, is what it was. That's why they had so many confidential informants.
They're still arresting
FBI
people.
Agents, CIA agents. I mean, the list keeps getting deeper on who was all out there and who was actually monitoring everything. They knew exactly what they did from the beginning. That's why they've admitted now at least a minimum of over 50 different FBI agents that were there at the grounds, inciting violence and monitoring stuff and recording stuff.
Wearing ski masks.
All of this. You notice all the ones wearing earpieces with masks on their face, those were always the ones that were inciting the violence. Every time you see it on video, you didn't see anybody that didn't have a mask on that looked like they were originally there for just a protest.
They had to emasculate the patriot movement.
Yeah.
They did. Sad. Yeah. Okay, what's the next story?
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. Also, too, another news. This is interesting as well. I saw an article from GreenMed Info, and it was a compiling of multiple research studies showing how turmeric and curcumin, which is what we run in the GHI cleanse, I was talking about, I'm doing a lot more research this week on it. So the more I keep researching, the more I keep learning, even though I know a lot about curcumin and turmeric, I keep finding more and more. It's interesting. There's an article here, and they posted multiple different research studies on how they tested curcumin against medical drugs, against pharmaceutical drugs. And this is interesting. So the cholesterol medication Lipitor, in 2008, a study was published in the Journal of Drugs and R&D discovered that curcuminoids, or curcumin found in turmeric, can be used to treat endothelial dysfunction, a condition affecting the functionality of blood vessels. Researchers also believe that curcumin could help treat inflammation and oxidative stress and type 2 diabetes and help out with overall cholesterol. This is interesting. Another study in 1999, published in the Journal of Phytotherapy Research, found that curcumin can treat chronic issues with inflammation and inflammatory eye diseases, and similar to the way that steroids are used as far as corticosteroids, they said that actually curcumin had much better benefits without any side effects. Another study showed that curcumin can act as an alternative therapy for protecting lung transplant-associated injuries. Interesting. And a 2011 study published found that curcumin worked in treating depression better than Prozac in some cases with no side effects. I talked to you guys about this yesterday. Another one, 2004, published in Journal, found curcumin can be effective alternative to drugs like aspirin or ibuprofen as anti-inflammatory supplements. Another one, talked about in 2007, in the International Journal of Cancer, discovered that curcumin can be used to treat cancer, potentially replacing different types of chemotherapy drugs. I've heard that multiple times. Another one, this is the big one, study published in the Journal of Biochemical and Biophysical Research Communication found that curcumin may be valuable in treating diabetes and increasing glucose uptake. Researchers think that it may also be capable of suppressing glucose production in the liver in patients that have issues with cancer. This is another one that talked about as far as with metformin and how we've talked about this in detail as far as the blood sugar kit with berberine and cinnamon extract along with turmeric. That's why a lot of people, they run the GHI cleanse formula and then they run the berberine with it, the dihydroberberine, the berberine ultimate that we have, because those two work together incredibly well. It not only maintains healthy blood sugar, the GHI cleanse detoxifies the body. Because remember, the biggest thing you have to do when you're getting yourself back in shape is you've got to reduce inflammation. You've got to reduce inflammation in the organs, and you've got to detoxify the body. The skin is the largest eliminating organ in the body. That's why you see a lot of times people running issues with severe problems with acne all over their body. That's a lot of times a toxicity issue. They've got to get their body cleaned out. And it's funny, one of the main things I've seen when I've had customers come in to the office and email, and I've talked to them on the phone and all everything in between, and they're having issues with acne, one of the number one things I ask them is how much sugary drinks they're drinking and or how much soda that they're drinking. And invariably, I almost always find that individuals that are having severe issues with acne are either drinking copious amounts of soda or they're drinking things like sweet tea or energy drinks and so forth. When you're throwing sugar that's extremely inflammatory and you're throwing it in the body every single day, the body starts to build up inflammation and you start becoming toxicity issues because the body can't process it all and it can't get rid of toxins properly. The second one is high fructose corn syrup that's in soda along with phosphoric acid and the caramel color. Those are unbelievably toxic to the body. And I'm not saying you can't ever have a soda every now and then. You know, there's a local little arcade place downtown Auburndale. It's closed down right now. I don't know why. They're having some issues there. But I used to take the kids over there all the time when they were open before. And it has a lot of old school arcade games, a lot of old school. It's like really fun ones, some ones that I even like playing. And so they bring in the one Coca-Cola's in the glass that are actually from Mexico, which is interesting because they still use cane sugar in those. And I haven't had a soda. I couldn't even remember. They had one there. And I went ahead and I tried one. And I drank about half of it, and I ended up getting a headache from it. It has so much sugar in it. However, it was interesting how much better it tasted than original Coca-Cola, the ones with the high fructose corn syrup that I remember trying in the past. And so if you're going to drink a soda occasionally, that's fine. But don't be drinking on a regular basis if you're really trying to stay lean, stay in shape, and especially if you're trying to work on your complexion, skin, and detoxing your body. Overall, that's something you really got to look out for. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting as well. Scotland, their new totalitarian hate speech law is coming April 1st, and it's no joke. If you remember, in Scotland, they had all these protests for people that basically was going on with the migrants, and they were getting unbelievably mad, and they were going around and protesting all these guys that were coming there and the violence that they were doing and the kniving that was happening. People getting these migrants coming in, knife fights with everybody and stabbing everybody. Well, now, instead of supporting the Scottish people and their rights, the government came in, if you guys remember, and put in a hate speech bill. And starting next month in Scotland, that you can anonymously report hate speech offenses from locations essentially anywhere. No, this is not an April Fool's joke. On April 1st, the Hate Crime and Public Order Act will come into effect in Scotland and essentially will allow anyone to snitch on anyone about hate speech. And so if you find somebody that offends you or says something you don't like, you now have essentially this hotline that you can call and tell them about how, oh my gosh, they've offended me. They're speaking hate. They're talking all types of hateful rhetoric. And essentially, law enforcement now has to go in and investigate this. Now, I don't know how possibly they're going to continue to enforce this, especially if you start getting a bunch of these really pathetic snowflakes that start abusing this hotline every single day and start calling in, oh, so-and-so said something. So-and-so wore a shirt that I don't like. Oh, somebody looked at me the wrong way. Somebody said something that's hateful. I don't know, because I have a feeling this is going to get out of hand so stinking fast. And my encouragement would be to law enforcement and Scotland, don't enforce this. If a lot of this stuff is erroneous and a lot of this stuff is being abused and a lot of this stuff is unconstitutional, or however the laws and the rights work over there in Scotland, I know it's not in the United States, and they look at it, I wouldn't enforce it. That's the biggest thing, is a lot of times I think people in law enforcement, they forget to realize that they are the buffer between governments and the people. Yes, they're there to enforce the laws, but they're also there to enforce the rights of the people on the laws against the government. Meaning if the government comes in, like they did in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for example, when the government came in, the governor came in and said, by the way, we're having so many issues with drive-by shootings from illegal gangs with machine pistols and Glock switches, you know, the back switch that they've now been finding, now tens of thousands of them coming in from China. And basically, it's a very simple switch on the back of a Glock turns into a machine pistol. There are all these issues in Albuquerque, New Mexico with this. We figured out the best thing to do is tell all the law-abiding citizens that you're not allowed to carry a firearm legally, concealed or non-concealed, even if you're permitted, in New Mexico, because, well, it's science. And Albuquerque governor came out, or the New Mexico governor said, okay, it's fine. It's not, no, illegal. Well, then you had about 300 patriots descend on the Capitol in Albuquerque the next day. Fully armed, fully loaded, M4s, shotguns, anything in between. And law enforcement said, we're not doing anything about it. They're exercising their constitutional right. This is the Second Amendment. When you have a government or you have a governor start coming in now and start saying that we're going to override the Constitution, we're going to violate the law because we're just unilaterally going to turn into dictators, there's no aspect of that that is legal, and that's where law enforcement has to take a step back and say, listen, are we going to enforce unlawful, unconstitutional edicts? The answer should be no every single time. And so, again, that's something that I really encourage. Being told you had something that's really, really important, you ask questions about it, because this whole issue we're starting to see now with these illegals that are coming here, this is becoming a serious problem. I just saw an article somebody sent me earlier about in Alabama. 23-year-old illegal alien from Honduras rapes a mentally incapacitated 14-year-old. He's been arrested for it now. First-degree rape. She's mentally challenged, and he raped her. And now he's being charged, and basically he's been arrested. And this is happening all over the country on a regular basis now, because you're having people, and I talked to two of my buddies when we went out and trained last weekend, went out with my buddy Jeff, retired Ranger. He had a big event out of his property, had a lot of cool companies out there. Glock was out there, Soundsurco was out there, and I got to talk to a lot of other Patriot guys and have some more connections. It was a fantastic show, turned out really good. And so I was talking to a couple guys out there, a couple buddies, and I said, the issue you run into that nobody's bothering to ask questions and nobody's bothering to actually look at this from a cognitive standpoint, I said, when you take individuals from a third world country that have no rule of law, so you're taking them out of Somalia or taking them out of the Middle East where there is no laws really in aspects. It's pretty much, you know, kill or be killed. You're taking these individuals and you're now setting them in a first world country, and you're taking them to Texas, or you're taking them to Florida, you're taking them to Germany. And you're saying, listen, you can't just run around and knife people when you want. You can't just run around and rape people when you want. It's not okay in a civilized society. These people don't understand this. And a lot of these guys are criminal-backed. They're criminal-based. They don't have very high IQs. They can't figure out anything reasonable or logical or ethical because they don't understand it, because it's never been taught to them, and they have no interest in understanding it. And then you say, by the way, here's a bunch of money. Here's a free house. Here's a new country that you're in. Act accordingly. It doesn't work. You're asking too much of them. They're criminals for a reason. There are criminals in different third world countries for a reason. They don't interact. You cannot intermingle the two together and expect to have a positive result. So again, something to be aware of and understand. If it is to be, it's up to us when it comes to supporting and protecting our local communities in most cases. And again, the buck stops with law enforcement in some places. So know who your county sheriff is. Understand where their standpoint is on a lot of this stuff, because some of these cities, some of these counties, they have law enforcement that is not there for the best of people. And then you have other counties and cities where law enforcement is really there and they like to protect and serve and really work with the community and trying to enforce the laws at the same time protecting constitutional rights.
Well, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. You see it with the squatters in these houses.
Yeah.
You know, a person will come into a house, they'll break into it. They give themselves a bogus lease.
Yeah.
I mean, they make one up. They print it off the internet. They sign it. They put in dummy signatures. So when the cop shows up to evict them, they say, I have a lease.
Right.
You know, this is the Venezuelans we've been teaching people to do here in the United States. And suddenly they can't get them out. Suddenly they have to go through an eviction process.
And
suddenly
go through the court.
Suddenly the owner of the house who comes into the house and says, get out, gets arrested.
Yeah.
All this has happened, by the way.
And, you know, it's happened in New York. That one lady.
Yeah. And, you know, the part of that. And then now, because, you know, you bring millions of migrants in. Why do you think we're having such a housing boom still? It's because of this.
Well, they keep saying we have a housing shortage. I said, how are we having a housing shortage?
We are. We are. Because when you bring millions of people across the border, you need millions of homes.
Yeah.
And so they need more houses. That's why they're building them everywhere still, even though we're in the middle of a mess with 10, 11% interest rates now.
Yeah.
You know, for houses. Suddenly it's like, well, we don't care what the interest rates are. We have to just give them houses.
Well, it's because you have BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard that's running all these giant subdivisions and these corporations that are buying up and working with these developers.
Well, no, just the other day I had a friend of mine who rented a house here locally, and she learned very, very quickly when she did the research on who owns the company. It was BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard.
You dig deep enough, you'll find it.
By the way, you know, the thing about this is that, you know, when you start looking at what's happening, you know, from a global standpoint in the United States and around the world, as far as these migrants coming in, it is really subverting the culture everywhere because they're bringing their culture from their other countries into the United States. And we as Americans are losing the ability to have cultural identity. And this is happening all over the place. That's what Paul Harvey was talking about as far as our cultural identity has been completely and totally damaged because now anything goes. Everybody's happy with everybody else. Nobody has to speak English. And it creates this giant Tower of Babel effect like we talked about in Angel Wars and what happens as far as the destruction of humanity because of that. You know, I see that and I kind of laugh about it. And then I look at the news this morning and Tesla's, you know, shares are dropping and Tesla's sales are all the way through the floor. And last Christmas, I remember somebody sent me a picture of a little child opening up a little box, a little toy at Christmas tree. He's in his pajamas. He's probably 5 years old. And he opens up a box with a Tesla in it. And the Tesla explodes in the flames in front of the little child. And the child is screaming because he cannot believe his car just burned up. And I tried to find that picture to show it to you this morning. And the problem was I couldn't find it because when I put that in there, child screaming from Tesla catching on fire, I was deluged in my phone, in my iPad, with pictures of Teslas catching on fire.
Real ones?
Real ones. I mean, legitimate, real Teslas burning. And I thought to myself, wow, even the little parody of the child isn't even working right now because, you know, this is, you know, Teslas are burning up everywhere. So I thought, this is crazy. And yet, we wonder why Americans can't see this, but then we see their sales plummeting right now with Tesla, and we realize that nobody wants these incredibly explosive cars with lithium-ion batteries. Don't you remember last year or a couple of years ago, whenever it was, when that giant ship containing Lamborghinis and Porsches and all these other cars with lithium batteries catches on fire and they can't put the fire out? The entire side of the ship got burned and melted off. Finally, it didn't sink, but they got the fire put out, but everything, the entire cargo was lost. And then finally, they're towing this hulk back into the border, into the shipping yard to find out what happened. And suddenly, apparently, I can't prove this, but somebody scuttled the ship and it sank in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean at 11,000 or 10,000 feet for no evidence to be found. It's a lot of Lamborghinis going to the bottom of the ocean, Austin. I wonder if they really shrunk up and compacted themselves.
I don't know, man. That'd been pretty cool to go down there on a deep dive.
Oh yeah, whatever. Oh, by the way, Michael Mosley says there's a new test now that reveals that COVID has made us more stupid and what you can do about it. And I'm like, what? Yeah. Are we becoming slower-witted? The answer should worry all of us. A few years ago, I made a TV program called the Great British Intelligence Test, where we measured the brain power of the nation and carried out the largest intelligence experiment of its kind. More than 250,000 people took our IQ test, developed for us by scientists from the Department of Brain Sciences. And now they found that we're losing multiple IQ points. Now, I'm going to stop here for 1 second. Now, you know, as we age, the myelin sheath that surrounds the brain wiring gets thinner and communication between the neurons slows. Our brains quite literally grow slow. But there was some good news for older people. While other cognitive skills decline with age, verbal ability increased, peaking in people in their 70s. Oddly enough, cat lovers, I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Dude, you're going to get emails again.
I'm not going to say this. I'm just not going to say this. But the biggest surprise came much later. I don't want any more emails about that. Long after the program is aired on TV. That's because the test was put online. Okay, so here's the deal. there's two factors that are associated with this as far as coming out of Great Britain with the drop loss of IQ points. Number one, it could be the mass immigration coming in with people who have lower IQ points taking the test.
And the average, yeah, the average amount.
Okay, now let's be real. Just like the other day, I told you when that bridge had those sparks that looked like, you know, squibs or bombs going off in structural points. I said, but it could also be electrical discharges from wires that were breaking. So I sent that video to an electrical engineer. I did. I'm trying to do the research on it, and he told me that was definitely electrical arcs.
That's what I thought.
That's what he said. Because somebody came out and said, oh, they're blowing the bridge. I said, no, let's not go there. But the electrical engineer told me as these wires break, these high-tension, high-powered wires, they arc, especially when they short onto the steel structure.
Yeah.
So he said that was electrical charges coming off the bridge. So that's what he said. Now, whether he's right or not, I don't know, but he's an electrical engineer, and he's a brilliant, brilliant man. But let's talk about COVID for a second on the brain. When you have spike proteins circulating through your body, you know, these spike proteins are like little sand spurs, and they have a tendency to go in and plug up the arterioles and the capillaries, et cetera, which can decrease brain power because it causes a lack of oxygen to the brain, which can then, in turn, cause a drop in IQ scores. In other words, sand spurs, you know, everybody, if you live in Florida, you know what a sand spur is. They're horrible. They're horrible little things.
They're like horrible. You can't get rid of them.
Oh, they're like red ants. You know, you're like, what are they here for, right? And so, you know, so what happens? They're tiny microscopic little sand spurs, and they get lodged in the endothelial layer. If you have the blood vessel looking on the inside of it, it's round, and on the inside is a very slick endothelial layer. It's like wet ice on wet ice. It's incredibly soft, you know, slippery. The problem with it is that if you get sand spurs lodged inside of that endothelial layer, they basically cause little eddies to develop inside of the arteries, which can lead to clot formation. That's one of the reasons you have so many clots get built up inside of the arteries and on these arterial walls after you basically had COVID or taken the COVID shot, because they literally inject billions of little spike proteins into your body to replicate through your cells. This is a mess. And, you know, I've used this analogy before, and I'll use it again. If you ever watch that movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey, with Hal the computer, when he locks Dave outside the ship to kill him, and then Dave gets into an emergency port that Hal can't control, and then Dave floats into the ship because the gravity system is turned off, and he goes into Hal's hardware system in which the brain of Hal for this sentient form of
AI
is in there, and he starts pulling nodules out. And he pulls the nodules out, and, you know, Hal starts freaking out and going, what are you doing, Dave? You know, why are you doing this, Dave? And suddenly, you know, he goes, you know, he basically is saying, well, you know, we're going to basically just get rid of this whole logic thing that you have. We're not going to do all this. And then all of a sudden, Hal starts counting backwards, like, you know, 10, 9, 8, as his logical and reasoning centers start to get turned off. If you have enough spike proteins get in your brain from the COVID shot or from COVID or whatever you want to call it, or from some other type of toxin that gets into your brain, what ends up happening with blood clotting is you start turning off the brain power, which can drop IQ points. Now, so is it because of immigration coming in with Somalians coming in? I think Somalians have an average of around 57 or 60 IQ, and they start taking these tests. But quite frankly, if a person has a 60 or 70 IQ, they don't really know enough to go online and take this test, Austin.
I was just about to say, I don't think
you can. Yeah, you can't. But that would drop the IQ scores too. Or do we have a massive influx of people who have had brain problems now because of COVID, because of the spike proteins decreasing blood flow to the brain? So that's why we put together the spike protein survival kit, you know, with the nanokinase and the N-acetylcysteine, because we want people to realize there's a way to help increase the blood flow and use these types of, you know, supplements in order to stop spike protein replication in the gut. So very, very, very important, if you take the COVID shot, that you take these products, because if this is indeed a factual thing that people's IQ points are dropping and they're becoming, you know, dumber, is what the article says, then we need to take a look at how to mitigate that as quickly as possible. Because, guys, it's important as patriots that we stay mentally acute. I mean, that's really, really important. I mean, if we do not have the ability to think, and Austin talks about this all the time, and, you know, we want to mention this again one more time, this is why it's important to stay healthy. This is why it's important to exercise. This is why it's important to stay in shape. Because what are you going to do in the event that your adult onset diabetes drug is no longer available to you? Can't get it anymore, and your blood sugar goes through the roof. Wouldn't it be easier to try to mitigate high blood sugar by dietary change to begin with, if possible, which in many cases it is, to start with? Wouldn't it be important to start walking and being, you know, active and doing active training and hitting the gym? I know the other day I was in there with Van, my workout partner, And I ended up going doing an old chest workout that we used to do when we were, you know, younger. And man, I am so sore right now from that workout, but it feels good. You say, well, I can't believe you're happy you're sore. If you've never worked out before, you understand what that means. When you get sore when you work out, it means you did something. If you don't get sore, that means you're just maintaining. And that's okay. That's very important to maintain, especially flexibility, you know, joint mobility and all the rest of it. But guys, get out and walk, please. Just do something. Don't sit on the couch all day and watch videos. I mean, and I love you guys. I'm all caught up in the ask Dr. Ted B at yahoo.com email. Don't send me cat stuff, please. Don't do that. But the reality is that, you know, a lot of you guys send me these extremely long videos. Some of them 3-4 hours long. I don't want to be raining on the parade here, but I don't have time to watch that stuff. And every once in a while, I had this one lady that we know. She had this one preacher send me a 3.5-hour video. You'll really enjoy this. I don't have 3.5 hours to sit around and watch a video. Now, I don't have mine. If you give me a summary of it or you give me a cliff notes of it, it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes long. I'm good with that. I'll try to watch it. But don't send me this 4-hour stuff and get mad at me because you say, have you watched it yet? Have you watched it yet? No, I'm not going to watch it. Just flash.
Well, invariably, let me add on this. We've done a show for an hour, for a little bit of time now. We've done this, you know, for a few years.
And we don't have commercials.
We have no commercials. We have consistent content the entire time. This is a lot of work to keep everything rolling all the time and basically load all this information in. If it takes you 4 hours to get your point across every single video you make.
Poor communicator.
That's poor communication. I'm sorry. Now, if there's a specific event that they're doing and there's multiple keynote speakers and it's a video or something like that, okay, I got it. But if you're sending us video after video after video of the same person talking about one singular topic and they got to spend 3 or 4 hours talking about it every single time they do a show.
Yawn.
Come on. I mean, everybody's busy. Everybody's got time management they have to factor in. Everybody's got family or friends or work or kids or life in general. That's why on this show, we try to bring you guys so much content, and it takes a lot of work, and that's why we appreciate the support of Health Masters, because the thing about this is it's not easy doing a show 1 hour every single day with zero commercials, zero breaks, and constantly getting all this content out, because you got to do research, you got to stack it up, and we continue to do the best we can in getting the information out there on a regular basis, and that's why we do this at Health Masters, and thank you for supporting the show and supporting the website and getting your supplements from us. And again, I told you guys before earlier, I'm running this coupon code for this show only. I'm not putting it out on anything else. So if you guys see it, it may go out on team_HealthMasters since they're kind of linked now with the show. But Good Friday, GoodFriday. That's a coupon code for this weekend only. Want to see as far as the feedback we're getting and individuals who are watching the show that want to stock up on products, that want to use a coupon code. Nobody else is getting this coupon code, just you guys. So again, I know a lot of you guys are listening to the show that are also on the Instagram platform, hence why the Instagram is kind of intermingled now with this show with team_HealthMasters. And so I appreciate all the feedback and the comments and the reviews on the products. Like I said before, when people go on there and say they look at the GHI cleanse, they're interested in a product like that when it's on sale. And then they see all these different comments of people talking about, well, it did do this for me, or it didn't do that for me. It helped out with this, or it didn't help out with that. An honest review is what I asked for. That's all I asked for. And I know the products work, and I know what they do is really fantastic. I told you guys before, one thing that was crazy is that I never knew this until we started putting the product out there, and then I got a response from like 2 different people on the magnesium brain food that they were actually having issues with tinnitus, ringing in the ears, and they started taking the magnesium brain food and actually started helping with tinnitus. Now, that product was never designed, in my knowledge, that I knew of with the magnesium threonate to be able to come in and help out with tinnitus. However, when I had 2 separate customers unrelated give me that feedback, I started to realize, hey, there may be something that can help out with certain people, and maybe tinnitus can be sometimes a magnesium deficiency.
No claims.
No claims. Not making a statement other than that's what my customers have told me. And again, something that I really think is important to maintain magnesium levels, because we do know magnesium is extremely important for the body and you have to have it on a regular basis. Another one too that's getting more research, and it's interesting because I use it on a regular basis, the Total Rest. I've told you guys before what a great product is with the GABA and everything else. It also has the L-theanine. There's another research study that came out talking about how theanine calms your brain and actually helps support your heart. They said theanine is an amino acid found in tea plants and also certain mushrooms. They said theanine comes in 2 forms, L-theanine or D-theanine, L-theanine being the most effective. They said it also has been shown to help with neuroprotective properties, also helps out with serotonin reuptake. It also helps out with overall mood and anxiety. So this, again, is another product that I've seen before, the L-theanine stacked with the GABA and other nutrients in there with magnesium that really helps out with cognitive functioning, mental functioning, anxiety, certain things like that. And also, too, the ashwagandha. I've been talking about that all week because I keep reading more about it as I take it. It works really well for me. I know a lot of people run it, and that's why I put that kit together with the cortisol buster and the ashwagandha stacked together with the support kit as far as the anxiety stress support kit on the front webpage. So you can be sure to check that out with those two products with ashwagandha, because that's, again, another really, really important supplement, root extract. I told you guys yesterday I had a customer, I've read it on the show, asking about if it causes issues with inflammation, because it basically may be tied into the nightshade family, and the research shows absolutely not. Ashwagandha actually reduces inflammation in the body and produces really good results for individuals that are trying to get inflammation under control, and also help out with brain effects, and also helps out with increased endurance and sexual function. Ashwagandha is incredible. Be sure to check that out at the website at Health Masters if you guys want to get that kit while it's on sale for the next couple days. What do you think about that, Dan?
I think that ashwagandha works very well. I've used it many times. I don't use it on a consistent basis because I really don't need it, because my brain works really well and I have really good moods 99% of the time. But I've taken it before, you know, when you get a little bit down about something, I tell you what, it kicks you right back up again. And so I like that product. I really do. One other article I want to cover real quick, it was actually two of them. Heart scarring is detected one year after COVID-19 vaccination studies. This is bad. You know, people that have suffered myocarditis or, you know, pericarditis, they have got some serious issues now with their hearts after they received the COVID shot. A third of 60 patients with follow-up cardiac imaging done more than 12 months after their myocarditis diagnosis had persistent late gadolinium enhancement, which is in the majority of cases reflected of heart scarring. Australian research reported in a preprint of a new study published March the 22nd, and myocarditis is a form of heart inflammation. Before the testing, 9 patients were determined to definitely have myocarditis, and 58 patients were labeled as probably having myocarditis after the injection. The findings of persistent LGE resulted in reclassifying 16 of the cases from probable myocarditis to definite myocarditis. This is crazy to me also. These kids and these people around the world are having huge incidences of myocarditis and pericarditis, because I had pericarditis. I know you also had the same thing happen with you. And that's not that is not a joke, by the way. That is a serious disease. It almost killed me. Almost killed Austin. So, you know, it's
be very careful with caffeine. I can be honest with you guys on that. Dad had some of the same issues as well. Excess use of extreme amounts of caffeine, especially in bodybuilding in your younger years, they can cause heart issues.
And also, I had my teeth cleaned, and I didn't. And I had them. They hadn't had them cleaned in a few years, and I had some bleeding, and I got some bacteria into my bloodstream, which is one of the primary causes that happened to me. So, be very, very careful with this. This is serious.
Now, how much coffee were you drinking back then, though, too?
It really made me
sick. I can admit how much pre-workout and caffeine and everything else I was doing back then when I got it.
This is like truth tell here.
I mean, dude, we're here. We're live. I mean, everybody's curious.
18 cups a day.
There you go. I was running around 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of caffeine.
I was 18 cups of coffee. I start off breakfast with 6 cups, lunch I'd have 6 more cups, and I had this giant German Bierstein that I got in Germany with my dad. So I thought it was really cool to fill it up with coffee. It was equivalent to about 6 cups, and I hit 3 of those a day. And I tell you what, if you do drink that much coffee, you're going to get some really ridiculously bad headaches when you come off of it.
Oh, yeah.
So what I did is I went down from 18 to 17 to 16 to 15. It took me several weeks to come off because I knew what would happen with the headaches. And then what had happened is I got to the very end, I was having like 1 cup of coffee a day. And I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, cut it out and start putting, you know, more creamer or whatever into it, organic creamer, I might add. And then finally I got off of it, and the next day I didn't have it. I still had a severe headache for several days.
Caffeine addiction is a very real thing. That's why I always recommend use caffeine products as a tool, not a crutch, not something you have to have every single morning to try to wake up. That's one of the purple sticks, by the way, you guys have been asking. We had some delays with the packaging. We've got all the stuff in now with the packaging. We should have them on the shelf by the middle of April now, ready to rock and roll. We've got everything lined up on them. They're starting to go into production. So again, that's going to be exciting. We use the green tea caffeine with a low dose of caffeine. I think we've got about 85 milligrams.
75.
It's a mild amount that gives you a nice little kick, but it's not going to cause significant addiction like when you're running some of these pre-workouts that are, you know, 300 milligrams per serving of caffeine.
And plus what it also does, because it's a green tea extract, it doesn't spike cortisol, which is a stress hormone, which is really, really important. By the way, I just want to share this. Multiple vessels that are trapped inside of Baltimore Harbor now are vessels. This is Maritime Executive. These are vessels that are being used by the U.S. military to bring supplies and goods and armaments to our troops around the world. And now they can't get out. And, you know, this is a big deal because some of these are really high-speed ships that run at 33 knots, and they're trapped now behind the bridge, and they can't get out. So in the event that we did have some kind of conflict somewhere, they can't get to them.
There you go.
This is a major, major issue. So I just wanted to just
well, and stop with that. Speaking of that bridge, too, I just pulled up an article on it because Breitbart was covering it. They're now saying that this is going to be the largest marine insurance payout in history now. They're saying this thing is kind of it's going to be paying out somewhere in between $1.2 to $2 billion. And it's going to take between 4 to 5 years to build the bridge, which I don't even believe that. It's going to take 4 to 5 years. This is going to be probably a 10, 15-year project, the way construction works in the United States.
They could, if they got the entire Army Corps of Engineers involved and they put
if they don't want to use this as an excuse to have this thing slow down.
They can put it up fast.
They can put it fast if they want to.
If they want to, yeah.
That's the biggest thing with it. Are they going to use this now as an excuse to continue to slow the port down, to continue to slow the influx of vehicles coming in from Europe that are not electric? I mean, there's an article here earlier that I pulled up that basically is from Ford now. More EV failure as Ford drastically cuts Detroit workforce. Ford is now cutting numbers of hourly workers at their factory that builds the F-150 Lightning as sales of electric vehicles.
Garbage vehicle.
I've driven one. Don't recommend it. There are some nice Ford trucks out there. The Super Duty, some of them are pretty nice. I like Chevy more. These electric cars are not what everybody thinks they are. They are not designed to be long-term at all. They have no long-term longevity.
They can't pull a heavy load.
They can't pull a heavy load. The video on YouTube ruined the F-150 Lightning. It went viral. I mean, it's got like 10, 20 million views now on there. And essentially a YouTuber went on there. There's a pretty big platform. You guys can watch it. He got the F-150 Lightning, and they hooked up a 20-foot camper, just a 20-foot camper. I mean, that's like a basic size camper for a little family or for a couple to take on a trip. And it was supposed to have like 280-mile range. By the time they actually hooked it up and got it on the road and started testing it, overall, by the time they had to do an emergency stop at a Target parking lot to find a charger, they had an 88-mile range on it before they had to do an emergency stop. 88-mile range of the camper on the back.
Useless vehicle.
Useless. 88 miles. And then it took 45 minutes to charge just so they could get it back to the house where they were testing it from so they could get back home.
That'll kill the sales.
That'll kill the sales. So they said now EV sales are slumping. The pace is falling well short of the industry's ambition, and that many consumers are turning to hybrid vehicles instead. As I've said before, hybrid's a long time, hybrid technology is pretty cool. That's more advanced technology. Hydrogen technology is the really cool stuff, but they're trying to suppress that. Toyota's come out with some really cool hydrogen stuff. But hybrid systems, they're pretty cool as long as they've been well-tested and they're actually reliable, and you can go to straight engine and not rely on the battery at all if you need to, and there's defaults on it. But this whole electrical world now, this F-150 Lightning, it's been a slump, and this is what happens when you start having the federal government come in and tell industries and free markets, this is what you have to make, this is what you have to produce, here's your quota, and the market and the consumers don't want it.
And State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock tell them what to do.
Yeah.
By the way, parents are outraged after a women's soccer team with five trans players wins the tournament.
Five? What's wrong with the coach, dude?
Oh, it's Australia. A women's soccer team with five transgender players sparked outrage after winning the preseason Beryl Awkward Cup tournament in Sydney, Australia. Wow. The Flying Bats, imagine that name, won every game they played over the course of a four-week competition, winning the grand final at 4-0. Billie Jean King was like the world's champion tennis player, and then Bobby Riggs, like a 55-year-old player, and they had this big shootout, but he challenged this woman at the age of 55 that he could beat any female player in the world. This happened back in the 70s.
I don't remember all this. No, before my time.
This is a long time ago. And what was funny about it is she beat him, but she was number one seed, but she was playing a guy who was 55, almost 60 years old. He'd been in top seed when he was much, much younger.
Yeah.
But what was funny about this, he was showing the fact that, you know, when women have to compete against men because of ligament strength, tendon strength, lean muscle mass and all that, that even at the age of 55, he was competitive against her and she was still in her prime. And so that's a problem when you put these women that are not women into a soccer team.
They're men, dude. There's no aspect of women surrounding them at all.
It's crazy. By the way, Easter Sunday is upon us. Make sure you go to church. This is the weekend that we basically celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, when the power that raised Jesus from the dead was available to us as human beings, as we basically, you know, accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. And one other thing I want to say to you, you know, if you were going to try to swim from San Francisco to Hawaii, I don't care if you're an Olympic swimmer or any of these top athletes, you ain't going to make it by yourself without support. Just jump in the water and swim. The sharks are going to get you. You're going to starve to death. You're going to dehydrate, whatever. That's the same thing it is with faith and with Jesus. No matter who you are, no matter how good you are as an individual, you're never going to make it without Jesus and the filling of the Holy Spirit, period. So if you're trying to be good enough to become Christian, if you're trying to be perfect enough to become a Christian, if you're trying to be perfect enough to get baptized or to take communion or whatever, I got a newsflash for you. You ain't ever going to be good enough as far as that. That's why God gave us grace. And so always remember, he loves you with all of his heart. He gave you the ability to be one with him through Jesus, and we don't have to be perfect. We just have to do the best we possibly can. Always remember that, because a lot of bad teaching comes out about that, and it's simply not true. Grace is sufficient for you. God loves you so much that he gave his life for you, that you'd be allowed to be with him for all of eternity. Always remember who Jesus is and what we as Christians are, because it changes everything when you understand the implications and the power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you now after you accept Christ, especially as we celebrate this Easter Sunday. So I hope to see you in church. I really, really do. I'll probably go to two different church services this Sunday. I'm looking forward to doing so. Austin, what do you think, buddy? Let's close up the show.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I encourage everybody to go here. And if you guys need anything over the weekend, be sure to check out the GHI Cleanse on sale product of the week. I was just reading some. A lot of times when I reread my ingredients that I have in these products, I'm shocked at how clean they are. We've bumped fruit in this, by the way, too, so there's virtually no impact on glycemic index at all in the body. So be sure to check it out on sale, 12% off, and also, too, Good Friday. Use the coupon code if you guys want to grab anything this weekend. I'm doing it for this show only, just because I want to see, as far as listeners, supporters, what you guys have going on, your feedback. Feel free, please, too, to leave order comments. We read those. I don't respond to them because they print out on the order, but the guys in the back like to read them. I read them. See, you know, Rich reads them. A lot of people, we like to read them on there, because a lot of people give us feedback and different things and tell us what they like, what they don't like. But most people tell us what they do like or what they would like to see more. I always encourage that. And so, again, if you guys need anything, we got shipping expedited. We got DHL Express shipping, all types of different options at healthmaster.com to try to get you guys the highest quality supplements as quick as possible to keep you healthy and strong on a daily basis. So be sure to check it out. If you need anything, like I said, GHI Cleanse, go read the ingredient list on the back on the website at Health Masters if you want to. Or just grab a can, read it for yourself, put it in your own hand, try it, make a shake, give me your feedback. Love you guys. Have a fantastic weekend.
Now, what Austin meant when he said that was that he doesn't read the orders as they print out, the people in the back read them, then we are given these orders would have these comments on them. And that, so thank you so much for when you do that for us, because it lets us have your feedback, and you guys are absolutely amazing. And I'll tell you what, I love you guys. I had the opportunity to pray for you in earnest last night. I had a concert here at my house, you know, with praise and worship music going until about 11:30. It was just me on the back porch praying. And Austin told me this morning, yeah, I heard the stereo going all night, Dad. I'm like,
the whole neighborhood heard it.
Well, they did. But you know, the thing about it is, at least I'm not playing a bunch of, you know, rock music. Rap music. Sometimes rock music might be all right, but the rap music. I love you guys. Hey, we're just real. A couple of yahoos with a transmitter down here in Polk County. I love you guys. Happy Easter.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.